Election Night Coverage 2024.
On election night, the crew will be, Tim, you'll be here, Ed will be here, Wesley will be here, Walker will be here, and I'll be along for color commentary.
We're going to be offering some astute political analysis.
Yeah.
It will be astute.
Huh?
Yes.
If it's not astute,
why bother?
Why bother? That's our motto.
On election night, beginning at 6 Central, it's Election Night Coverage 2024 on American Family Radio. Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Hope that you had a wonderful weekend. We had a great weekend at First Baptist Texarkana, a great Sunday. We gathered Sunday morning Bible study classes at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and then we came back Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and we showed the eye-opening, enlightening documentary from Seth Gruber called The 1916 Project. You may remember we had Seth on the program a few weeks ago talking about this this film that he's put together. I would encourage pastors and churches to show this to your congregation. It traces the roots of Planned Parenthood. Where did these ideas come from? It talks in depth about Margaret Sanger and the poisonous ideologies that came out of her head and out of her wicked heart, and how that's affected us today, and it continues to affect us today. And so it was enlightening, and it ends with the testimony from Sophie and Hans, two Germans who started the White Rose Resistance, and they were executed by the Nazis. They lived in Nazi Germany, and they took a stand, and they had their heads cut off for the stand that they took. But testimony to our hearts and such inspiration to our hearts that's how we need to be. That's how we need to live. We need to put it all out there and lay it all on the line. And Simon Davenport came all the way from Memphis, Tennessee to be with us. He works with Seth Gruber, and he gave it a short, brief little talk right after the movie, and it was, it was just inspiring. And so we just praise the Lord for people like Hans and Sophie and the people today that want to take a stand, that pray for boldness. God, help me to be bold. I tell myself often, I tell our congregation often, listen, we are on this earth for such a time as this for one main reason, and that is to be His witnesses. Remember Acts chapter 1, Lord, is it at this time that you're going to restore Israel and bring about the kingdom? And He said, it's not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by His own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. And that's our job, to be the Lord's witnesses, to be a faithful witness, even unto death. And Sophie and Hans, those German young people, they were late teens, early 20s, they gave their lives for what mattered. And it's their testimony, as it says in the book of Hebrews concerning Abel, he who is dead still speaks. And their testimony still speaks to us that, hey, there are things worth dying for. And the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth of the gospel, is worth giving your life for. And so with that said, I want to just encourage you in the truth. There's a reason why we call this program Real Truth for Today. We want to walk in the truth. We want to know the truth. The Word of God is truth. John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth. Jesus' prayer to the Father, sanctify them in the truth. Your Word is truth. And so Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Him. And in First John chapter 1, we read these words, and this is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But we don't have to live like that. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Psalm 51, David said, you desire truth in the innermost being. God, it's impossible for God to lie. God hates lies and lying and dishonesty. He is truth. He is justice. He is righteousness. He is holy, holy, holy. And so we want to walk in the truth. We want to speak the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4. That's our job as we're a faithful witness. We speak the truth in love. Now, we're inundated with all the rhetoric of the campaigns, Trump's campaign, Harris's campaign. Who's telling the truth? Now, I'm very black and white and just kind of simple in my thinking. And my attitude is, tell people the truth. Tell them what you really believe about this issue, that issue, the other issue, and let them decide whether they think you're a good candidate. You're going to represent their views. But don't try and deceive them. Don't try and tell them something, oh, I'm going to do this, and you have no intention of doing that. That is deception. And one of the things that I see in the campaign, you have two very flawed candidates. Are they the two best people to represent America? Are those the two that rise to the top? These are the top candidates in America to lead our country. Well, probably not. But they're the two that we have. I went back and forth with a friend on X just the other day, and I said to him, because he was talking about Trump, and he said, well, maybe Trump's a Trojan horse. You know, we get behind Trump, and then he turns out to do all these other things. And I said, well, he didn't do that the first go-round. And listen, you have a choice. Not voting is not an option for a Christian, even though George Barna says that his research shows roughly 32 million regularly attending church members, those who call themselves Christians and regularly go to church, are not going to vote, are going to sit this one out. I don't think that's an option for a Christian. We're to be salt and light. We're to make a difference in this world. And one of the ways you make a difference is by seeking the welfare, as it says in Jeremiah 29, when God sent his people to Babylon, seek the welfare of the city. Well, voting is a way to better the city. When you elect better leaders, those who are in it for the right reasons, those who are in it for the people and not just to feather their own nest, well, that makes a big, big difference. And so in this election, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Well, our government is Caesar, and Caesar wants our vote. And Caesar, no, they're spending millions and millions of dollars, both sides in this campaign, to get you to vote for them. They want our vote. That's how the country was set up. It's not a democracy, as you hear that being said all the time. It's wrong. It's a constitutional republic. But you have a voice, and you have your vote. And to not use your voice and to not use your vote, that's a crime. It's a crime against God, the God who has given you the blessing and the privilege of living here in America. My opinion, and you can disagree with that if you want, but as I told this brother, I said, listen, you know, he was talking about, well, I think all these things could be true about Trump, and this could be a great deception and all that. I said, well, you know, you're either going to vote for Trump or you're going to vote for Harris. And not voting for Trump, if you are a conservative Christian and you're not going to vote for Trump, I got to sit this one out. I'm going to write in a vote for DeSantis. Okay, well, that's just helping Harris. DeSantis is not going to be the president. He's not going to win the election. He's not on the ballot. And a write-in vote is a throwaway vote. So it's either going to be Trump or Harris. Are you going to do something because of your principles that's going to help this this party that is so anti-free speech, anti-life, wants no restrictions on abortion? There's a reason why Planned Parenthood is so for Kamala Harris. You know, you look around and see who's on the team. And when you have people on the team, the LGBTQIA plus group, Planned Parenthood, doctors who want to mutilate children, all, you know, Muslims who want to destroy the Jews. I saw somebody had in their yard all these signs that says Hamas for Harris Walls and baby killers for Harris Walls and, you know, flaming liberals for Harris Walls and, you know, anti-free speech people for Harris Walls, all these things. And it was a little comical, but there's a lot of truth to that. You know, the freedom to speak like I'm doing right now. Like we get to do on a platform like Elon Musk's platform, X, Twitter X, that is so important. I saw Tim Walz, a little clip from Tim Walz, and he says, there's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech. Elon Musk had said, hey, anybody that's talking to you about misinformation, they're probably the ones providing misinformation. You know, we share what we believe to be the truth. If we find out it wasn't true, then we correct it. But we need to be able to share the truth. And as far as hate speech goes, here's the thing. What is hate speech? Hate speech is anything that the left hates. It's any speech they hate. So that is deemed hate speech. So if you want to say that homosexuality is a sin, well, how dare you? That is hate speech. You know, somebody some time ago put up a scripture verse on a billboard, Leviticus 18:22. You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. And there was a hue and cry from the left. Ah, that is hate speech. That is the word of God directly from the Lord, a quote from the Lord, Leviticus 18:22. And if we say the God who is love is speaking hate and we want to censor that, we are so upside down. We have gotten so twisted. So we need to protect free speech. And Elon Musk, I have a lot of respect for that guy. Not a believer, but a lot of respect for him. He's putting a lot on the line in supporting Donald Trump. Not only his financial resources, he has a lot of those, but he's generously supporting him. He's coming to his rallies. He's standing up. And he knows that if Trump loses, that they're going to come after him with all the power of the federal government to shut him down, to take his company, to put him in prison if they can. You know, all the things that they say about Trump. Oh, he's going to do this. He's going to do that. We can't let him. He's a fascist. He's Hitler. If you let him get in the White House, he's going to go after all his political enemies with our military and all that rhetoric. It's exactly what they are doing. The big rally in New York City, Madison Square Garden. What did MSNBC say about it? It was a fascist rally. It was a Nazi rally. It was the same thing that happened some 85 years ago when the Nazi Party had a rally for Adolf Hitler. And this is the same thing. I love what somebody posted concerning the rhetoric that the left uses against the conservatives. This was from many years ago.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, when certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind.
straight out of the Nazi playbook. And that's what MSNBC and these liberal organizations do. That's what Tim Walz did. They call Hitler, or call Trump Hitler. Hillary Clinton calls Trump Hitler. How could you let Hitler get into the White House? Well, be careful when you hear that kind of rhetoric, because it's the people that are saying that, that they themselves are Hitler-esque. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm Pastor Jeff Shreve, and we'll come back and talk more about the rally in New York City at Madison Square Garden. It was some kind of monumental rally. We'll be right back.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. Well, you are probably hearing about the rally that took place in New York City, the Trump rally that took place last night. Roughly 20,000 people filled up Madison Square Garden. As I said, the liberal news media, MSNBC, showed a Nazi rally from the 30s and saying at Madison Square Garden, they had footage of that, and saying this is the same thing. And another fascist was there, 85 years ago, comparing Trump to Hitler and comparing his followers to Nazis. And pretty surprising, since you had flag of Israel there that was posted. You had all sorts of people from different backgrounds there supporting Donald Trump and saying, hey, we love America. We want to take our country back. We're not believing all these lies. And so as I began the program, Real Truth for Today, that's what we're called. We want to speak the truth in love. And my message to Trump and Kamala Harris, and I think Trump does a pretty good job of this. He tells you what he thinks. Now, he can be crude. Tim Walman and I have had discussions about some things that come out of Trump's mouth. It's like, why in the world did you say that? What do you gain from that? It's just like, it's just maddening. But he tells you what he thinks. He shoots from the hip a lot. But he's not lying about policies and things he wants to do. Now, Kamala Harris, on the other hand, she doesn't. She does not want to tell you what she believes about certain things, and she will speak into the camera and actually lie about what she believes. And one of those big lies comes concerning guns, the Second Amendment. This is what she had to say on one hand, and this is what she says on the other.
Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
I support buybacks, and it's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
Stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
So we're not going to take your guns, but we're going to have a mandatory buyback program on your guns. You can't speak out of both sides of your mouth. People are getting sick of that. Just, hey, if you want to take people's guns, tell them that. Run on the truth of what you believe and how you're going to govern. And I like what Tucker Carlson had to say. He got up at the rally last night. He was there. Vivek Ramaswamy was there, and many others. Hulk Hogan and Elon Musk was there, and Tulsi Gabbard was there and spoke. Dr. Phil was there and spoke. But this is what Tucker had to say. Very interesting.
Why is Donald Trump going to win? The people he's about to defeat have no idea. And they're panicked. They have no idea why people like Donald Trump. And their first theory was, well, Donald Trump is evil, so half the country's evil also. And that's one of the reasons they spent the last 4 years trying to destroy the country, because they're mad at its voters for liking Donald Trump. How much easier would it have been just to pause for 20 minutes and ask yourself honestly in some silent place, why do people like Donald Trump? And if they had been honest enough to ask themselves that question, they would have come up with the two main reasons, and here's what they are. The first reason that people like Donald Trump is because he likes them. That's why. And it's real. Affection is something you can't fake. I don't care how many times Kamala Harris would tell me she loves me, I don't believe her. I saw her kiss her husband with a mask on. a mask on. That's her version of love. It's fake. It's not real. They spent 10 years telling you Trump is a hater. Do you feel that on him? No, you don't. Because it's not there. I've spent a lot of time with Trump. And there's not one moment I've ever been with him off camera where he's spending his time grousing about people he hates. Ever. He's talking about the people and the country he loves in his private time. Trust me. And people know, in a country that has been taken over by a leadership class that actually despises them and their values and their history and their culture and their customs, really hates them to the point that it's trying to replace them, they know someone who actually has affection for them, and that's Donald Trump. And it's requited. It's requited. They know. When he goes to McDonald's and serves fries, like, he's not faking that at all. That's why that worked. Democratic media consultants are like, how is that working? Because it's real. That's why.
So that was Tucker Carlson at the rally last night for Donald Trump at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And I think he brings up a great point. You have to be authentic. And now, listen, if in politics, you know, we're sick of the people that are so two-faced. We're sick of the people that have their, well, this is what I say up in front of people, but this is what I'm really like behind the scenes. And he's seen Trump in front of people, and he's seen Trump behind the scenes. And I think what we could say about Donald Trump is what you see is what you get. Now, he sat down with Joe Rogan on Friday, and he sat down with him for 3 hours. That's a long interview. And Rogan said, you know, the guy's amazing, 78 years old. He said he didn't drink anything. He didn't go to the bathroom before the interview. He didn't go to the bathroom after the interview. His guys are kind of freaking out because this interview is taking so long, and he had to go to Michigan for a rally. But Trump knew, hey, I'm going to get, you know, this is important to sit down with Joe Rogan. They talked a lot about a lot of different subjects. It wasn't an interview as much as it was just like two guys sitting down. But you get the feel for this guy as a person. And because he is genuine, you love him or hate him, he's genuine. And we like to see people in their authentic selves, what you really are like, what you really believe in, what you really want to do. Now, I don't agree with everything that Donald Trump wants to do. I'm very disheartened by his stand on abortion. And I think it was my friend Tom Askell that said, hey, we're as much to blame for his flip-flop on abortion. He wanted to stand up and say abortion's murder in 2016. And yes, we need to prosecute everyone involved in that, even the mother. And you had the cowards at the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission and others that call themselves pro-life, but they're not really pro-life because they're backing out. No, we're not talking about that. We don't want to do that. Listen, if we really believe that abortion is murder, well, murderers should be prosecuted. And if you teach people and you teach women in crisis pregnancy that it, as horrible as your pregnancy may be, as difficult as it may be, for whatever reason, it doesn't give you the right to murder another person, especially the person that's growing in your womb. And so we want to protect life. And when somebody takes life and someone murders another person, there are consequences to that, and severe consequences, because that is a severe and awful sin. Well, I thought Vivek Ramaswamy, he put things into perspective as far as what is this campaign all about and where is Trump coming from? What does he want to do? It's common sense. So there's one thing he talks about, gay marriage, in this clip. And I don't believe in that. Marriage is between a man and a woman. You can't have gay marriage because two men, two women, that's not a marriage. So I would disagree with him on that point. But he does just kind of explain, this is what the Trump campaign is all about. This is what his presidency will be about.
Our message to Black Americans tonight is this: we want you. What we want for every American: safe neighborhoods, good jobs, clean streets, a country where you are judged based on the content of your character, not the color of your skin or your political beliefs. That's the America we know. Our message to gay Americans tonight is this. You're free to marry who you want, if you want, without the government standing in your way. But that doesn't mean that boys get to compete with girls in girls' sports, or you do genital mutilation and chemical castration on our children. Our message to every legal immigrant in this country is this. You're like my parents. But our message to every illegal immigrant, if you came legally, you get the same American dream that everybody else does. Work hard, get ahead, make contributions to this country, love the nation, and that's our message to legal immigrants. But our message to every illegal immigrant is also this. We will return you to your country of origin. Not because you're all bad people, but because you broke the law, and the United States of America is founded on the rule of law. Our message to my generation, the millennials, is this. You were sold a false bill of goods. You were told you'd become a gender studies major in California. Somehow that gets you a head start on the American dream when it hasn't worked out that way. Dead on your shoulders. The Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Yes, it's true you were lied to. But we can't just be cynical about our country because this is still the last best hope that we have in the free world. And our message to Gen Z is this. You're going to be the generation that saves the country. You want to be a rebel, 18 years old, stand up on your college campus and call yourself a conservative. Be proud of it. Say you want to get married, have kids, raise a family, and have a good job. That's how we win in America. We don't have to be this nation in decline. We are still on our way up. We're still that country where we will look our children in the eye and mean it when we tell them, you get ahead in the United States with your own hard work, your own commitment, your own dedication, and that you know what? You are free to speak your mind at every step of the way. That is the American dream. That is what we are running to. And that is what we get when we send Donald Trump back to the White House this November. Thank you.
That was Vivek Ramaswamy as he spoke at the Trump rally at Madison Square Garden yesterday. Well, I like what he said. I think that that is what we stand for. We want to give people the American dream. You don't give people the American dream by taking from someone else and giving it to someone else. You know, the Bible says we help those who can't help themselves, not those who won't help themselves. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, if a man will not work, neither shall he eat. Don't help somebody who will not work. Help somebody who cannot work. And that makes a huge, huge difference. And so America is the land of opportunity, or it has been. And that's being challenged today by those on the left who want to just alter everything and basically burn the house down and rebuild it. And that is socialism. That is communism. It creates a it presents a utopia and creates a dystopia. It's just an awful existence for everyone. So we want to poison the soup so everybody that drinks it and eats it gets sick. It's an awful thing. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines because I imagine many of you have thoughts, comments about some of these things. So it's 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'd love to hear from you. And I had talked about Sophie Scholl, that was her last name, Sophie and Hans Scholl, that were executed by the Nazi regime for their White Rose resistance, for standing up to the government. And she said something, and Simon Davenport, who was here from Memphis and presented the movie to us, the 1916 Project, he quoted her, and I love this quote because it just expresses my heartbeat. I want my life to count for Christ. I hope you do too. And this is what Sophie Scholl, she's just in her early 20s, this is what she said. It's the reductionist approach to life. If you keep it small, you'll keep it under control. If you don't make any noise, the boogeyman won't find you. But it's all an illusion because they die too. Those people who roll up their spirits into tiny little balls so as to be safe From what? Life is always on the edge of death. Narrow streets lead to the same place as wide avenues, and a little candle burns itself out just like a flaming torch does. I choose my own way to burn. I don't want to be a little candle. I want to be a flaming torch. I don't know how long my life will last. You don't either. And Jesus said, if you try and save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for Christ and the gospel, you'll save it. And so we give our lives to Jesus, and we're going to be faithful witnesses. And if that means, as Acts chapter 7, Stephen stands up and preaches a sermon that had the fire of God on it and the power of God on it, and they got so mad at him because they were cut to the quick with his words that they stoned him to death. Well, he didn't have a long ministry, but he had an effective ministry. And when he was dying, he said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Well, Jesus, when he finished his work, he sat down at the right hand of God, but he stood up for Stephen because Stephen stood up for him. And Stephen wasn't going to be a little candle that burned in a corner so nobody could see it. He was going to be a flaming torch and make a difference for Jesus Christ. I just love that. Well, we have Frank on the line from Kentucky. Frank, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, Brother Man.
Hey.
I was wondering, hi there. I wanted just to say that when Donald Trump was at the McDonald's the other day, this past week, I think it was, he was feeding people McDonald's sandwiches, whatever he was doing, trench fries. I'm glad that he didn't eat none of that food. He
Yeah, he said he had a friend, of his that owns a number of McDonald's, 50-something McDonald's or whatever, and so that guy let him use his McDonald's, and people were saying, well, it was staged. Of course it was staged. You can't just have the guy. I mean, he could get shot again if you just let anybody and his dog come through there. Somewhat staged, but you could tell Trump enjoyed it, and Trump enjoys being with people. That seems to energize him. Well, we're coming up against a break. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We are opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. We've been talking about the truth, speaking the truth in love, standing in truth, and as politics goes, there's lots of lies in politics, lots of lies in mainstream media. But, you know, what does the candidate truly stand for? What are they going to do if you put them into office? And I've said repeatedly, Trump was in office. You saw what he did. We saw what he did. All the things they're throwing at him, the labels and the negative things that are said about him. Well, he didn't do that. But we see what the Biden-Harris administration has done, and they're continuing to do, and painting Trump as Hitler while you yourself are doing Hitler-esque things is awful. And I hope that people see through that. So going to the phone lines, Mike in Indiana. Mike, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. What an honor. You know, we've seen the two faces of the Harris campaign. She'll condemn someone for speaking out and saying Jesus is Lord, but at the same time, she'll make her speech in a church. But my question is, isn't this a 501c3 violation? Because this church apparently and obviously is supporting her.
Right. Yeah, it seems like, you know, you hear from the ACLU and others like that when, you know, conservatives start saying, hey, people need to vote and here are the issues. And I've never told people you have to vote this way. I just say, hey, here are the issues that are biblical, that are important. Voting is critical, though you can't sit it out. Here are the issues that that are biblical issues, the political and the moral and the biblical have intersected. And so we have to stand up and tell the church, this is what the Lord says. And you look at the candidates, do your homework. Don't just say, well, I've always voted in a particular way and that's the way I'm going to vote. But you're exactly right, Mike. You have these candidates come into these churches, and so often it's the black churches that have welcomed them in because, you know, as Joe Biden said, hey, if you don't know who to vote for, you ain't black. Well, that's been the attitude of the Democrat Party. We own the blacks, and they're going to vote with us because we own them. And as many have said, this is the new form of slavery. And you're on the plantation, and here's $700 a month. You just shut up and keep voting for us while your neighborhoods, you know, turn to war zones, and you can't raise your family, and the schools are terrible. And it's just it's a sad, sad day in our country. And hopefully people are waking up to that. I had mentioned yesterday in my sermon about Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington is one of the greatest people who has ever lived. He was a black man. He wrote the book, his biography, Up From Slavery. And he was encouraging black men and women, get yourself educated. And don't hate people. Don't consider yourself a victim. Take advantage of the opportunities that you have before you to better yourselves and to better your lives. Trust God. You know, he was a great man, but he got drowned out, and they listened to Du Bois, and who was a contemporary, and he had the more Jesse Jackson type approach to what the blacks should do, and they teamed with the Democrat Party, and that's what you have today. So hopefully people are waking up to that. But you're exactly right, Mike. That shouldn't be able to stand, but it does, because the liberals are not going to go after that.
One side of her mouth, she would say, you know, you're at the wrong rally. And then the other side of her mouth, you know, she says, joy cometh in the morning.
Right.
And I thought, typical, it's the devil was went to church.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, be who you are. And but here's the thing that they know, Obama knows this, and I believe that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they're just sock puppets for Barack Obama. He's the one calling all the shots. And, you know, he knows that, hey, you have to say this in order to get elected, and then you govern the opposite way of what you said you were going to do. And that's what they've been doing. Power is their God, and they're going to do anything they can to remain in power. Cheating in an election is like going 3 miles over the speed limit. I mean, that's a nothing to them. And that needs to be a serious crime that is met with serious repercussions. So thanks for calling in, Mike. God bless you, brother. We have Shelly on the line from Texas. Shelly, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello. 3 weeks ago or so, some of my friends and I got to drive relief supplies to North Carolina and Tennessee and help with the muck out effort there. And on the way back, we stayed in an Airbnb right across the street from your campus. And it was just so much fun to see your lovely campus and see the Gaither vocal band was going to be coming. We wanted to stay and go see the concert.
Yeah. Oh, well, how cool. Well, when did you pass by?
Well, it was the first week of October.
Okay.
That we were coming back from that horrible storm, Helene.
Yeah.
And we were able to drop off supplies in Tennessee, in Cherry Grove, Tennessee. And another beautiful thing that we saw was little town in Tennessee, but big church, and the entire campus was pressed into service with pallets of supplies and diapers, and all of the Sunday school rooms had cots for the volunteers who were going up with their own helicopters and their own big equipment to build roads and rescue people. And we were able to count 37 different states' license tags in the parking lot at that distribution center. And we didn't see any FEMA, and we didn't see any TEMA, but we sure did see Americans show up.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad you got to do that, Shelly. And anytime you, you're traveling and you come by the church, please stop in. I'd love to meet you. And if I'm able, I'd love to get to hug your neck and just tell you thanks for listening and for being a solid Christian in this community to shine and share.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have Anthony on the line from North Carolina. Anthony, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, sir. Just quickly about the lies that they're saying on Trump. It's an old saying, a lie can go around the world twice before the truth goes around the block once.
Yeah, before the truth can tie its shoes.
Right, right. You know, and people fall for these lies. I mean, I don't get it. And the proof is in the pudding. All they got to do is look back at his 4 years of being the president and see that he's not that type of person.
Right.
That was my comment.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Anthony. Good, good word. That's what I've been saying, too. It's like, hey, we don't have to wonder. You just look back at the record. And as Bill O'Reilly said, you know, love him or hate him, you have to give him his due and say he governed responsibly. And everyone benefited from his presidency because everyone benefits from a responsible leader who is enforcing law and order and who is giving people opportunity. Whether you take the opportunity or not, like Vivek Ramaswamy said last night, you know, we create opportunity. So if you work hard, if you apply yourself, you can excel. If you don't, you're not going to excel. And just like in any class in school, you know, hey, you're in the class, I'm in the class, I study, I work hard, I get a 90 on the test, you don't study, you don't do anything, you get a 50 on the test, and they're supposed to take 20 points from me and give them to you so that we both get a 70, and that's called fairness and equality. That's not right at all, and everybody knows that. And so we need to create opportunity for people to excel, and then it's on them whether they're going to do it or not. So thanks for calling in, Anthony. Well, we have Jim on the line from South Dakota. Jim, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
How you doing, Jeff?
Doing good. How are you, Jim?
Long-time listener. Love your show. Love everything you do.
Thanks, brother.
Just wanted to say that all God wants of us is two basic things, faith and obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a study in Isaiah 53 about 2 weeks ago. We're running through a Bible study. Chuck Misler learned the Bible in 24 hours, which is a contradiction in itself because you're not going to do it, but it's no. fun to try. But one of the things that popped into my mind as I was going through this is everything that Jesus went through for us. And I'm sorry, my allergies kick in when I think about it. It's amazing. There are no words for it.
Mm-hmm.
And all we need is faith and obedience.
Right. Yeah. You're exactly right. So we trust God. That's your faith, and we walk in obedience. We do what he says. You know, real faith always has legs on it. So it if you say you believe God and you don't do what he says, you don't really believe him. So, Lord, I believe you, and I'm going to take this step of faith. Lord, I believe you that you're going to give the promised land to us just like you said in your word, and I'm going for it. And that's what the children of Israel didn't do. They didn't believe God, and God was very angry with them. How long will they not believe me, he told Moses, despite all the miracles and the signs that I've done in their midst. And so God has done so much for us, and what he's asking for us, we don't manufacture anything. He's just saying, you trust me. Apart from me, you can do nothing, but with me, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, then you will see me do great and mighty things in your life as you take those steps of obedience and faithful obedience. So I appreciate you calling in, Jim. God bless you, brother. We have Ron on the line from Michigan. Ron, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. As always, I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to echo your sentiments about the 1916 project by Seth Gruber. I've not had the opportunity to see the film, but I do have his book, and it is, as you say, Real Truth for Today. It exposes the history of Planned Parenthood and abortion, and it is a straightforward, truthful book, and would highly recommend it. Because I also agree with what you had just said here not long ago, that we're still, I think, pro-life advocates back on our heels. We're not really informed. I think we need to do our homework. It's amazing to me that even during her debate, Harris gets away with saying, and I don't want any man telling me what I can do with my own body. Well, nobody wants to tell you what you're doing with your own body, but when there is a genetically distinct, unique human being that's growing within you, that's something different again. Or
yeah.
I listened to Michelle Obama with her speech in Michigan here just a couple days ago, and she was just railing on men that men don't have a clue. Men have no business interfering with our reproductive right. Well, if that be the case, then 1973 Roe versus Wade was bad law because it was decided by 9 men.
Mm-hmm.
Or every lawyer then for Planned Parenthood that's a man, or mm-hmm. for the ACLU that is trying abortion cases, they all need to be dismissed because they don't know what they're talking about. They have no clue, according to Michelle Obama.
Right.
And if I can, just a little bit on the lighter side, you're a sports fan, as am I, so that we see female sportscasters every Saturday on College Game Day. They're on the sidelines, and they're interviewing coaches or players. Same thing for the pro game on Sunday afternoon. There are female sportscasters that are on the sidelines interviewing players, and Pastor Jeff, they've never had a groin injury. So how in the world are they ever qualified?
Right. Right. Yeah, it's the same kind of idiocy. You're exactly right, Ron. And, you know, my body, my choice. Okay, fine, but it's not your body. You know, and my body, my choice when it came to the COVID vaccine. Well, this is my body. And you're saying, well, stick your freedom in your ear. You're going to get a shot whether you like it or not. So huge difference. Well, thanks for listening. I'm sorry for Carol in Oklahoma and Steve in Texas. We did not get to you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening to the program. But email me if you have a question or comment, Pastor Jeff at fromhisheart.org. And thanks for listening today. And we, as we always end the program, go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and be a faithful witness. Speak the truth in love to a lost and dying world, and God will use you in great ways. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.